2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben. Air raid sirens going off in Kyiv as Russia is warning of more attacks. Welcome. It is nice to have you with us as we are dealing with this conflict. And Ukrainian's President Zelensky has received a standing ovation after delivering an emotional speech to the EU Parliament on the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Now, I want to warn you about something that's happening as well. We are seeing drumbeats of America wanting involvement in this war. Do not fall for this. Why is this happening? It's extremely simple. The Biden administration right now realizes that this is their opportunity to get out from under the horrific job approval numbers they have right now. This is an opportunity for Democratic candidates to not have to talk about what they did to this country with lockdowns and mandates. Look at the what happened right before, hours before the State of the Union. Capitol has, quote, ditched the mask requirements, the same mask requirements where they were fining members of Congress thousands and thousands of dollars for not wearing a mask. And all of a sudden, the Capitol's like, all right, get rid of those mask requirements real quick. We don't want any of that at the State of the Union tonight, people being escorted out for not wearing a mask because they were told there was going to be Republican members of Congress that were going to protest. And they didn't want that. So the State of the Union is all about Ukraine. Get rid of the mask mandates real fast. Make all this COVID stuff disappear in America right now because the American people have turned on us. And this is our chance to get out from under it. Now, there's another thing that's happening, and it makes me extremely angry. And that is Democrats are now really starting to push this drumbeat for going to war. We should not go to war with Russia. We should not implement a no-fly zone and put us into World War III. We already know that Vladimir Putin has threatened nuclear war. Do we really want to go down that path? Now, there are Democrats that are pushing for this now, and they're pushing it for one reason only. They need a distraction from what's happening in this country. They need a distraction from their failure in this country. That's exactly why Joe Biden is now going to look like, you know, hey, everything, it's Ukraine or bust. I also want to remind you of how scumbaggy these people are who are now, you know, acting like we need to stand up for the people in the Ukraine. These are the same people that said at all costs we must get out of Afghanistan, leaving Americans behind. These are the same scumbags that when Americans were 60 feet away, they didn't save their lives. These are the same scumbags that allowed for people to be tortured and butchered in Ukraine. They were butchered, they were beheaded, they were dismembered. Because they worked with America for 20 years, many of them translators and things like that. I cannot tell you how much these people are scumbags. They are scumbags. The same Democrats that said we must not be in war are now beating the drum to go to war because they know politically it will help them. These are the same ones that said we must get out of Afghanistan at all costs, and there was no easy way to get out of Afghanistan, and getting out of Afghanistan was just going to be tough. It was just going to be hard, and that's just the way it was going to be, and we couldn't, there was no way to do it in an organized manner. We just had to leave no matter what. Same people that said we shouldn't have kept Bagram Air Base. Same people that said, that started taking orders from the Taliban when we clearly could have bombed the Taliban and said, uh-uh, we're not going to allow you to do what you're doing right now. We're not going to allow you to do this. The same people that did that, okay, the same people that did that are now the ones saying, well, maybe we should get involved in Ukraine. Ask yourself the question, why? I am in favor of helping the people in Ukraine with weaponry. I'm in favor of helping them with sanctions, and we need to do more on sanctions. I want to make that very clear. We must do more with sanctions. We need to open up the Keystone Pipeline, which, again, of course, Joe Biden and the left are going to say no to that. We should. We absolutely should. But they're not going to move for that. You know that, and I know that. We should ban Russian oil. We should not be buying it every day, but we are. And we are the ones that allowed them financially to get to the point where he thought he could pull this off. Now, the number of war crimes that are happening right now is skyrocketing, and people need to understand that. What is happening right now is Vladimir Putin is doing what Russia has had a history of doing. They attack civilians. They attack hospitals. They attack nursing homes. They attack children. They just don't care. This is Vladimir Putin right now. And they are going to start doing this, and they're going to start carpet bombing these areas, and they're going to say, well, we warned you. Now, you should be angry, but does that mean that we should be drug into a war with Russia, World War III? No. But when you see these Democrats on TV talking big and bold about, well, we need to stop them, we need to fight them, and we need to do all of these different things, right, that they say that we need to do, I want you to go back and look at those same people and what they were saying about pulling out of Afghanistan, leaving Americans and our allies behind, taking orders from the Taliban. I want you to go back and I want you to look at that. I want you to go back and I want you to see what those same leaders were saying about our debacle and the demise of America and our foreign policy in Afghanistan, which allowed, by the way, for what's happening in Russia to happen right now. All of this goes back to Afghanistan. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Vladimir Putin, when he saw that we wouldn't move 60 feet to get our own, when we wouldn't protect the people that helped defend and protect us and save American lives for 20 years, those interpreters and their family members, when he saw that we were willing to take orders from the Taliban, he understood he had an opportunity to take over Ukraine. He underestimated the people in Ukraine. He underestimated people like Zelensky that refused to flee the country. He underestimated the grandmothers and the grandfathers and the people that said, I'm okay with dying. I've lived a good life, and I'm not going to allow my kids or my grandkids to grow up under communist rule. I'm not going to allow my kids to grow up under Vladimir Putin. That I'm not going to allow to happen. That is something I refuse to allow to happen. I will die and not retreat from my country. I will die defending my home. He did underestimate that. Now, I think anything we can do to support the people through sanctions, we should do. But do not get played here. Do not get played the way that they're trying to play you. Do not allow them to pull us into World War III. We do not need to get in World War III right now with Russia, who has nuclear weapons, and a guy who has actually threatened to use those nuclear weapons. Remember, he has threatened the entire world with nuclear weapons. I do believe that he is a madman. I want to make that very clear. I believe that he's someone that should not be trusted. I want to make that also very clear. I believe that he is an individual that is someone that we should be very concerned about. I believe that he is someone that you cannot trust. I believe that he is an individual that is erratic, and I believe that he will do anything that he can to try to kill innocent people to hold and control power in his country. We know the oligarchs are leaving. We know that they're trying to grab cash anywhere they can. We know that the economy is getting decimated, but I'm not sure that's enough for Vladimir Putin, because Vladimir Putin has what he needs. He doesn't care if the people suffer. In fact, I'm not even sure he cares if the oligarchs suffer, to be totally honest with you. I think he is fine with the oligarchs suffering because he thinks, I gave you all this and you can deal with a little downside for a little bit. But when you hear people saying what they're saying right now on the left, that, you know, maybe we should get involved in war. No, absolutely not. We should not go to war with Russia. We should not get into World War III. President Zelensky received a standing ovation, as I mentioned earlier, after delivering an emotional speech to the EU Parliament. Now, I'm going to play part of this for you because I want you to hear what he had to say, and I think it's very important. Now, you're going to hear his words.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I speak today now about my citizens of Ukraine who are defending by paying the ultimate price. They defending freedom. I'm very happy that what I've seen here now and heard here now, I'm very glad to sense this mood. The unifying mood. I'm happy that we have unified today, all of you, all the countries of the European Union. But I did not know, but this is that this is the price they will have to pay. And it's a tragedy for me, a tragedy for every Ukrainian, tragedy for our state. I mean, this high price, very high price. Thousands of people who were killed. Two revolutions, one war. And 5 days of full-scale invasion of the Russian Federation. You know, I don't read off the paper, off the sheet, because the paper phase in the life of my country has ended. Now we're dealing with reality. We're dealing with killed people, real life, you know? And, you know, I believe that we, today, we're giving lives for values, for rights, for freedom, for the desire to be equal as much as you are. We are giving away our best people, the strongest ones, the most value-based ones. Ukrainians are incredible. And very often we love to say that we will win over everyone. And I'm very happy that you are not only talking about it, but you can see that. And we indeed, we will overcome everyone. And I'm sure, I'm convinced. There is an expression, Ukrainian, choice, European choice of Ukraine. That's what we're striving for, and that's what we're going to, and we went to. So I would like to hear that from you to us, we could hear that Ukrainian choice for Europe from you. I have some time off here because we have breaks between the missile strikes and bombardments. And this morning was a very tragic one for us. Two cruise missiles hit Kharkiv, the city which is located to the borders of the Russian Federation. There were always many Russians there, and they're always friendly. There were warm relations there. More than 20 universities are there. It's the city that has the largest number of universities in our country. The youth is bright, smart there. The people who gathered there all the time and was gathering there all the time for celebrating all celebrations on the largest square in our country, the Freedom Square. And this is the largest square in Europe, and that's true. This is called the Freedom Square. Can you imagine? This morning, two cruise missiles hit this Freedom Square. Dozens of killed ones. This is the price of freedom. We are fighting just for our land and for our freedom. Despite the fact that all large cities of our country are now blocked, nobody is going to enter and intervene with our freedom and country. And believe you me, every square of today, no matter what it's called, it's going to be called, as today, Freedom Square in every city of our country. Nobody's going to break us. We're strong. We're Ukrainians. We have a desire to see our children alive. I think it's a fair one. Yesterday, 16 children were killed. Again and again, President Putin is going to say that is some kind of operation and we are hitting a military infrastructure. Where are our children? What kind of military factories do they work at? What tanks are they going with or launching cruise missiles? He killed 16 people just yesterday. Our people are very much motivated, very much so. We are fighting for our rights, for our freedoms.
This is the Ukrainian President Zelensky speaking to the European Union. You can hear the translator. And again, I don't usually play something like this, but it's so important that you hear directly from President Zelensky. I'm going to continue listening in.
For life, for our life. And now we're fighting for survival. And this is the highest of our motivation. But we are fighting also to be equal members of Europe. I believe that today we are showing everybody that's exactly what we are. The European Union is going to be much stronger with us, so that's for sure. Without you, Ukraine is going to be lonely, lonesome. We have proven our strength. We have proven that, as at a minimum, we are exactly the same as you are. So do prove that you are with us. Do prove that you will not let us go. Do prove that you indeed are Europeans. And then life will win over death, and light will win over darkness. Glory be to Ukraine.
European Union Parliament then giving Zelensky a standing ovation, as you can hear there. A standing ovation for a man that is willing to die, not fleeing his country, knowing he has a plane ride out. America offered to get him out. He said, I'm not leaving. I don't need a ride. I need ammunition. I don't need a ride. I need ammunition. A standing ovation for Zelensky. A powerful, powerful, powerful moment. Now, many are now saying that Vladimir Putin has become increasingly unhinged. Former Russian Ambassador McFaul said, I don't have to read the intel to know that Putin's becoming increasingly unhinged. He's underestimated the support of his people and underestimated the support of the West, the unity of the West. And what we are witnessing right now is massive explosions that are happening in Ukraine right now, because this is what they want to do. They want, and Vladimir Putin wants to bomb and kill, and that's what's happening. Innocent people, he doesn't care. They don't value life. Now, as I have said before, and I will say it again, I am in favor of supporting them, but do not get duped by the left, who is now starting to talk about drumbeats of us American getting involved and setting up a no-fly zone, as they put it, whatever you do, do not do that.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We are seeing right now Kyiv be surrounded by Russian troops. We just saw a Russian television tower be attacked in a bombing attack by Russia. We are seeing a significant uptick in bombs that are being shot into Kyiv as we speak. Now, you just heard what Zelensky had to say, and Western envoys and the allies actually walked out on Russia as they had their speech to the UN. This is, again, more than 100 diplomats from some 40 Western countries and allies, including Japan, walked out on a speech by the Russian foreign minister to the top UN human rights forum in a protest over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The boycott by envoys from the European Union, the United States, Britain, and others left only a few diplomats in the room, including Russia's ambassador to the UN in Geneva. Envoys from Syria, China, and Venezuela were among delegations that stayed. Russian leaders were addressing the UN Human Rights Council remotely after canceling their in-person visit due to what the Russian mission said on Monday were EU states blocking their flight path. Neutral Switzerland also imposed financial sanctions on Russia, a measure of the international revolt over the invasion of Russia. Russia describes as a special military operation, quote, aimed at dislodging neo-Nazis ruling Ukraine, even though the man who's in charge of Ukraine is actually Jewish. In his speech, Lavrov accused the EU of engaging in a frenzy by supplying lethal weapons to Ukraine during Moscow's military campaign that began last Thursday. A Russian armored column bore down on Ukraine's capital in Kyiv, and invasion forces firing massive amounts of rockets into the center of that country's capital. Also, the second largest city in Ukraine is under attack as the sixth and seventh day of Russia's assault on its neighbor are ratcheting up. Now, among the diplomats who walked out, Canadian's foreign minister said they have joined Ukraine's ambassador. And then a large group of others decided to walk out flying Ukrainians' blue and yellow flag. It's remarkable, the show of support for Ukrainians who are fighting for their independence, Canada's foreign minister told reporters after they just cracked down on their own citizens in Canada. It's ironic how they're playing both sides. It's disgusting. Canada's envoy said there had been massive destruction to civilian infrastructure, and said it's time for us to stand with the people of Ukraine, even though they just went after their own people, arresting their own citizens for standing up for their rights in Canada. Russia, of course, is denying at this hour targeting any civilian sites, even though we have on camera them targeting civilian sites, killing children and women and seniors. Canada said Minister Lavrov was giving his version, which is false, about what's happening in Ukraine. And so that's why we want to show a very strong stance together by walking out. Again, I just laughed because it's the same people in Canada that just cracked down their own people in a barbaric way there with the emergency powers they use. And now all of a sudden they're like, oh, let's stand together with the people who are being abused in Ukraine. It is hypocrisy. I go back to what I said a moment ago. Don't fall for what they're doing in Canada, and don't fall for what they're doing in America right now with this drumbeat to war. Do not fall for it. They are going to ratchet this up, and they're going to do it because they see an opportunity here to change the narrative. When you look at what just happened in Canada, the leaders in Canada are doing everything they can now to make you not even remember that it happened, try to make you look the other way. That's exactly what our president is trying to do in this country with the State of the Union, unite America against Russia, right? You need an enemy to distract from what has happened in America. Same exact thing with what's happened in Canada. They need an enemy. And if they can make this the international issue and everybody can focus on it, look at it, talk about it, stare at it, and unite around it, they're going to do it, which is exactly why they're doing it right now. Do not fall for this. I still am taken back by what Canada just did to their own people, and then all of a sudden they're out there walking out on Russia and what's happening in Russia, acting like they're some do-gooders when talking about freedom and democracy and expression. Right, talking about all of these different things, the way that they're talking about them, when they just crushed their own people in Canada, arresting grandparents, throwing them to the ground. And now they want to stand up to Russia and act like they're standing up for freedom. Remember what they just did to their own people. War can be used as an opportunity to unite. I do believe that Vladimir Putin is losing control in his own country. I do believe that he's become unhinged. Secretary Blinken has come out and said moments ago that he believes President Putin should unconditionally stop this unprovoked attack. Well, that's obvious, but why didn't you guys do more on the front end? Why didn't you go after the banking early on? Why didn't you provide the weaponry that was needed to Ukraine to defend themselves early on? Why didn't you do the sanctions before they went in? Why didn't you do the sanctions when they were building up the troops and we knew it was coming? And now you're acting like, oh, well, we're going to stand up for these people. You didn't stand up for them beforehand, so why should we trust you now? And if you think that Putin's listening to Blinken, you're just wrong. Senator Tom Cotton said this brilliantly earlier. He said, we would have a lot of freedom of action to stand up to Putin if Biden would stop doubling down on the Green New Deal. Open up that Keystone Pipeline and stop giving billions of dollars every 24 hours to Russia with all the oil that we buy and other countries buy from them. He is absolutely right.
I guess then because it's not something that we already do.
We haven't ruled out that.
So with us now, Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. And, sir, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
After all this time, yeah, good morning to you.
Yeah, good to see you in person.
You'll be in the chamber tonight for the State of the Union address, and we'll see what the president has to say. Your assessment of Vladimir Putin and his intentions now are what?
Well, Vladimir Putin for 20 years has wanted to reassemble the Russian Empire. He's had that imperialist ambition since he took office. I think what he's seen over the last 6 months is a perception of weakness and opportunity. He saw a withdrawal from Afghanistan. He began building up these troops on the border of Ukraine just a few weeks later. He also saw a long series of one-sided concessions that President Biden gave to him. And I believe that's why he calculated that he could go for the jugular now in Ukraine, which is what he's always wanted to do. All credit here goes to the brave men and women in Ukraine who are fighting back against his army. Not just their armed forces, but the moms and kids making Molotov cocktails or the grandmas and grandfathers who are going out to get AKs. This is more than Putin bargained for. And every day they've been able to fight off his war machine is another day that they have emboldened Western leaders to impose sanctions, to send weapons to help them in this fight. But we have to do more. What I hope President Biden will do tonight is announce that we'll have no more half measures on sanctions. You know, they say they've sanctioned 80% of the banks in Russia. Unfortunately, Vladimir Putin controls 100% of the banks. So he can move money around, he can use the other non-sanctioned bank. And we still haven't sanctioned their energy sector at all. We have sent tens of millions of dollars to Vladimir Putin's war machine in just the 6 days of this war, buying his oil. Europe has sent even more. We can impose even more punishing sanctions on him if we will also reverse our terrible energy policies at home here. There's time to do more to support these brave Ukrainians as they fight for their own freedom.
So you've been in State of the Union addresses before, and usually this is a time when the President of the United States can tout his accomplishments. And you'll get a standing ovation sometimes from just one side of the aisle. But in this case, it's very interesting because two of the accomplishments that I think they would like to talk about, one, they talk about the economy in terms of jobs, numbers, and things like that. But inflation, partly because of the American Rescue Plan, and because of their energy policies, are driving some of the problems that you see in these reflected in these poll numbers from multiple polls this week, having them in the mid-30s on approval.
Yeah, and also very low approval numbers on his performance with Ukraine, whether we've been tough enough on Vladimir Putin. That's why I say it's time to reverse course here. If gas was still at $2.10 a gallon, not at $3.60 a gallon, we would have a lot more freedom of action to stand up to Vladimir Putin. There are more things that we can continue to do, and that's what he should be announcing tonight.
What's the likelihood that you get some sort of reversal on these policies?
I mean, given what we've seen from the administration in the last few days, it doesn't seem likely. I mean, you see them continuing to double down on tenets of the Green New Deal, while they're also taking steps to continue to reduce our nuclear power sources. You know, just last week, they reversed a permit that would extend the life of a nuclear power plant in Florida. That's the exact opposite we should be doing. In addition to opening up federal lands for new leases, as they put a new moratorium on just last week in the middle of this war, we should be building more nuclear power plants here. We should be building them in Europe as well.
These might all be great ideas.
I love, by the way, how he described that so simply. Like, this is a man and Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, that are doubling down on Green New Deal ideas, and we should be doing the complete opposite of that. We should build more nuclear power plants here and in Europe. We should become energy independent to make sure they can't take advantage of us. But they're doing the exact opposite of that. He is absolutely right. He is spot on. I promise you, we're going to have a lot more, and we will keep you updated on all of this. Make sure you share a podcast, hit auto download, auto subscribe if you're listening to this podcast, because I will be back with you in just a few hours with my response to the president's State of the Union address. I'll see you back here on our podcast in just a couple of hours. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to patriots.com/Ben. That's 4patriots.com/Ben.